Wow. Wow. Amazing. So amazing. Well, you can see what gets Per Ove excited. We know where his sweet spot is right now.
Jag har funnit ut vad som gör hans hjärta mjukt.
Missions light that man up.
Mission, då sätter du fyr på han där.
And I am with him on that.
Och jag är helt med på det.
I love that.
Älskar det.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. It's so good. I just want to thank you for being so gracious.
Jag vill tacka er för att ni har varit så nådiga.
I mean, it is it's so good to come here again and to share with you again.
Det är så kul att få komma hit igen och dela med er igen.
And I'm just thrilled at just what the Lord is doing here.
Jag bara är så begeistrad över det Herren gör här.
But it is just the beginning of what the Lord is doing here.
Men detta är bara begynnelsen på det Herren gör här.
And there is a there's just a clear sense of God realigning things and putting things in a new place.
Får en tydlig förnämelse att Gud, han justerar på ting och sätter ting i på nya städer.
And it's not rebuilding the foundation, it's rearranging and reestablishing a new foundation.
Det är inte att han bygger om grundvallen, det är att han förändrar på ting och sätter upp en helt ny grundvall.
And that's to go higher, to go stronger, and to go broader.
För att gå högre och starkare och vidare.
And that is both with this church and the church here in Norway.
Och det gäller både denna menigheten och menigheten i Norge.
And you can feel it.
Och du kan bara föla det.
I can feel it very, very strong.
Jag känner det väldigt starkt.
And so I want to encourage you.
Så jag vill uppmuntra dig.
Run with these things with all that you have.
Löp med dessa tingen med allt det du har.
And just with what the Spirit is doing here, it's don't let it fall, don't let it weaken.
Men det ånden gör här, ikke la det dabba, ikke la det bli svakere.
And pressing into that is so key.
Og fortsett å presse inn for mer av det, det er så viktig.
Your hunger is key.
Hunger er nøkkelen.
Stay hungry.
Så forbli sulten.
Stay desperate for God.
Forbli desperat etter Gud.
Desperation is a powerful, powerful thing.
For desperation är en mäktig, mäktig ting.
And so I want to encourage you with that.
Så jag vill uppmuntra dig med det.
I was going to say something about the stuff we have at our table.
Jag tänkte säga något om det vi har bak på bokbordet vårt, resursbordet.
We have stuff at our table.
Så vi har ting där på bordet.
Just get it if you're interested. If you're not, that's fine too.
Så köp det hvis du är intresserad. Hvis ikke, så är det helt rätt.
My mind is going a million different miles right now.
Hjärnan min löper I alla riktningar akkurat nu.
There's some things that I feel that the Lord really wants to speak and release here.
Det är ting som jag upplever att Herren verkligen vill att jag ska tala och förlösa här.
And when that happens, you're not bringing something new. You're coming along beside it and blessing it.
Och när det sker så bringer du inte något helt nytt, men du kommer upp vid sidan för att välsigna det som sker.
And I want to do that tonight. I want to come along beside what the Lord is doing and point to it and bless it.
Och det är det jag lyst till ikväll. Jag lyst att komma och gå vid sidan av det Herren gör och peka på det och välsigna det.
You know, when we go to different places in the world.
När vi reser till olika städer I världen.
I remember I have my children pray for me before I go to different places, especially new places.
Jag prövar att få barnen mina att be för mig för vi drar till städer, speciellt när jag reser till nya städer.
And one time my sons were praying and they were like, as daddy takes Jesus, you know, to this part of the world, as you take Jesus to this part of the world.
En gång sönner mina bad för mig så bad de så ett sånt att så när pappa nu tar Jesus med till den delen av världen eller till detta stället.
And I stopped them and I said, Dad's not taking Jesus to that part of the world.
Och så stoppade jag och sa, pappa tar inte Jesus med sig till den delen av världen.
I said, Jesus has been working in that part of the world for about 2,000 years.
Jesus har hållit på och jobbat i den delen av världen i cirka 2,000 år.
I'm just joining what Jesus is doing there.
Jag kommer bara att sluta mig till det Jesus gör där.
I'm just blessing what Jesus is doing there.
Jag kommer att välsigna det Jesus gör där.
And what that's what we're doing here is just coming along beside and blessing what the Father's doing here.
Så det vi gör, vi kommer och vill komma upp vid sidan och välsigna det Fadern gör här.
And that comes too with the experience of God's presence and God's power.
Och det kommer också när det gäller erfaringen av Guds närvaro och Guds kraft.
Is we're just coming along beside and blessing what the Father's already doing here.
Att vi kommer och vi går samman med och välsigna det Fadern gör.
And I just want to punctuate just again one more time, what you're doing in missions is crucial.
Jag vill bara påpeka igen att det du gör i mission, det är så viktigt.
That will go for generations.
Det vill pågå i generationer.
Your generations.
Deras generationer.
That's a blessing that will continue for when you're long gone.
Det är en välsignelse som vi fortsätter länge efter dig själv.
And you know, it's something that's such a blessing.
Det är något som är en sån välsignelse.
It grieves my heart.
Det ger mitt hjärta sorg.
That we will celebrate young men and young women who will go into the military and serve their countries in the military.
Att vi firar unga män och kvinnor som går in i militären och tjänar landet sitt i militären.
And yet tell them they're being foolish if they want to go to a dangerous country and serve in the kingdom of God.
Och samtidigt säger vi att de är dumma visst vi drar till ett farligt land för att tjäna i Guds rike.
That is a shame.
Det är en skam.
I mean, we are serving the King of heaven and earth.
Vi tjänar himlen och jordens konge.
I mean, before we are representatives of our nations, we are representatives of the kingdom of God.
Och för vi representerar nationerna våra, representerar vi Guds rike.
And everything we give into that kingdom will go for all of eternity.
Och allt vi ger in i det rike vill vara i all evighet.
But you know that.
Men det vet du.
You're aware of that.
Det är klart över det.
And I want to encourage you to keep pressing into that.
Jag vill uppmuntra dig att fortsätta pressa in i det.
Many of you, you're going to retire.
Många av er kommer till att gå med pension.
And don't just park in your house and take strolls in the park and that's all you do with your retirement.
Och inte bara vara hemma och ta turer i parken och det är det du gör med pensionsåldern din.
I mean, go live in a nation where you can be salt and light and spend the rest of your days shining the light of God's glory.
Dra till en nation där du kan vara salt och ljus och bruk resten av livet på att stråla ut Guds härlighet.
My entire life, I used to always say, I will never live in the United States when I get older.
Jag pratade alltid och säger jag kommer aldrig att bo i USA när jag blir äldre.
And I will never marry an American.
Och jag kommer aldrig att gifta mig med en amerikaner.
Now I am an American.
Så är jag en amerikaner.
But I was like those two things I will never do.
Men det är de två tingen jag aldrig vill göra.
And I have done them.
Och jag har gjort akkurat det.
But the American woman I married.
Men den amerikanska damen jag gifte mig med.
She is a supernatural woman.
Hon är en övernaturlig kvinna.
So it transcends a natural nation.
Så det övergår en naturlig nation.
And I remember one time we were getting frustrated in the city that we had planted our church.
Jag husker en gång vi var frustrerade där i den byn där vi hade plantat menigheten vår.
And I said, let's just go plant a church in Tehran.
Så sa jag, kan vi inte bara resa och planta en menighet i Tehran?
And she goes, when are we going?
Och hon sa, när drar vi?
I mean, she didn't even hesitate.
Hon nöll, fick ett ögonblick.
Let's go.
Hon säger, okej, kom igen.
And I was like, I love you.
Och jag sa, jag älskar dig.
You are hot.
Du är så het.
But she was dead serious. Let's go. Let's move. Let's take all the kids. Let's go there.
Det var helt allvarlig. Ja, vi flyttar. Ta med ungarna, kom igen.
And I mean, there's something about that. Given this to the kingdom of God.
Och det är något med den övergivenheten till Guds rike.
And even though I was always frustrated that I never, you know, was living abroad and never giving myself, you know, in that.
Och så jag helt in var frustrerad över att jag inte bodde I ett eller annat land och gav mig själv hela tiden in I det.
The Lord kept speaking to me and saying, I'm not going to have you go one place, I'm going to have you go many places.
Så talade Gud till mig och sa, jag vill att du ska resa ett ställe, du ska resa många städer.
And I want you to use the influence I'm giving you to send many, to send thousands there, not just one, you know, family there.
Och så vill jag bruka den inflytelsen som jag ger dig att sända tusenvis av människor, inte bara en familj, men tusenvis till olika städer.
And so it's so important that we celebrate what God is doing and that we get behind what God is doing in these other nations.
Och det är så viktigt att vi firar det Gud gör och stöttar det Gud gör I de andra nationerna.
But that's already been said.
Men det har redan blivit sagt.
It's been said with great enthusiasm.
Sagt med stor entusiasm.
And even a little bit of dance.
Och lite dancing till och med.
You can see where his daughter gets it from.
Du ser var döttrarna får det från.
Gets the good looks from his mama. Gets the dance moves from his daddy.
Utseende fra mor og dansemovesene fra far. Det kjempebra.
Oh, see, for those of you who wanted me to dance, you just got it right there. That's as far as I'll go.
Dere som vil at jeg skal danse, jeg kommer ikke lenger enn dette, men ok.
Turn with me in your Bibles to Exodus 33.
Du kan slå opp I Bibelen I 2. Mosebok 33.
How many of you know the Spirit of God wants to move on us tonight?
Hvor mange av dere vet at den hellige ånd ønsker å røre ved oss I kveld?
We don't have to work him up. He's here. He wants to move.
Vi trenger ikke å prøve å jobbe han opp. Han her.
He loves you. He's in hot pursuit of you.
Han elsker deg, han etterjager deg.
And that is not based on what we feel or what we experience.
Og det ikke basert på hva vi føler eller hva vi opplever.
I remember an elderly Pentecostal pastor one time telling me.
Jeg husker det var en eldre pinsepastor som fortalte meg en gang.
He said, if you'll seek to be that experience that you want to receive.
Han sa, hvis du vil søke å være den erfaringen du ønsker å motta,
then you will always have that experience yourself.
Så vil du alltid få oppleve det selv.
If you seek to give away,
hvis du søker å gi bort,
what you're wanting to receive for yourself,
det du ønsker å motta selv,
then you will always be receiving it.
Så vil du også alltid motta det.
And that is so true.
Og det så sant.
And With the life of Moses, let me sort of set the foundation for this.
Så la meg legge en grunnvoll for dette her.
Moses is, his story is an amazing story.
Historien om Moses en fantastisk historie.
And I know many of you already know it, and you could probably quote it back to me.
Og mange av dere kan historien og kan sikkert sitere den for meg.
But a few things I want to point out about Moses' story.
Men det noen få ting jeg vil påpeke når det gjelder Moses' historie.
Is the life of Moses really, it communicates a strong kingdom message.
Fordi Moses sitt liv gir et sterkt budskap om Guds rike.
Now, here's a guy that Satan gets an understanding that he is coming and he's going to liberate the people of God.
Og dette mann som Satan skjønner at kommer til å komme og kommer for å befri Guds folk.
And so Satan plots, you know, in the heart of Pharaoh to kill this liberator.
Så Satan han planlägger I faraos hjärta att få drept denne frigöraren.
Now if you were going to protect somebody from being killed, from being murdered.
Hvis du skulle beskytte någon från att bli drept, från att bli mördad.
Where would you, just this shows the genius of God.
Och detta visar alltså hur genial Gud är.
Where would you put them in proximity to the person who's trying to kill them?
Hvor ville du placerat denna personen I förhåll till närhet till den som prövar att drepa honom?
As far away as possible.
Så långt väck som möjligt.
You're going to get them as far away from that person who's trying to kill them.
Få dem så långt som möjligt väck från den personen som försöker döda dem.
Let me show you the genius of God.
Så låt mig visa dig Guds genialitet.
God puts Moses in the very house of the guy who's trying to murder him.
Gud placerar Moses I hemmet av han som försöker ta livet av honom.
To protect him.
För att beskydda honom.
To feed him.
För att ge honom mat.
To provide for him.
Sörja för honom.
To give him the greatest education in the wealthiest land on earth.
För att ge honom den bästa utdannelsen I det rikaste landet I världen.
I wouldn't have thought of that.
Jag hade inte kommit på det.
But that's the genius of God.
Men så genial är Gud.
And so Pharaoh pays for his education, raises him as his own son.
Så farao betalar för hans utdanning, uppdrar han som hans egen son.
And Moses begins to hear this, you know, this sort of prophetic word on his life of what he's supposed to do.
Och Moses spinner att höra det profetiska ordet över sitt liv och vad han ska göra.
And he puts his hand to it to stop somebody from, you know, being beaten, and he ends up killing an Egyptian.
Och han griper in och försöker hindra att en blir slått, och han ender upp med att dräpa en egypter.
And you know the story, that gets him exiled.
Och det, du känner historien, det gör att han må flykta.
And so he's out in the wilderness, he's basically running for his life.
Så han är ute i ödemarken, han flykter för sitt liv.
And you know Moses has to be thinking, I've blown it.
Och du vet att Moses må ha tänkt, nå har jag ödelagt allt.
I have totally messed up the plan of God in my life.
Fullständigt rotat till Guds plan i mitt liv.
And for the next 40 years,
och i loppet de nästa 40 åren,
he spends, you know, the next 40 years in the desert watching sheep.
Han brukar de nästa 40 åren i öknen på att passa på sauer.
Now, I have been in many countries where there's lots of sheep.
Och jag har varit i många land med mycket sauer.
There is no more boring job in the world than watching a bunch of sheep.
Det finns ingen kedligare jobb i hela världen än att passa på en gäng med sauer.
I mean, that is the most boring thing you could possibly do, in my opinion.
Efter min mening är det det kedligaste du kan finna på att göra.
If you're a shepherd of sheep, God bless you. I don't want that job.
Hvis du är gjeter, Gud välsigne dig, men jag vill inte ha den jobben.
And you know, the people who are farmers, like they talk about weird stuff.
Och folk som är bönder, de snackar om många rare ting.
My grandfather was a farmer and a church planter.
Bestefaren min var bonde och menighetsplanter.
And we would be at the dinner table and he would be talking about the regularity of the bowel movements of the cattle.
Vi kunde sitta vid middagsbordet och han snackade om regelmässigheten i allt som sker i tarmarna till kuerna.
And I'm like, I'm trying to eat potatoes. Why are we talking about the bowel contents of cattle?
Och jag tänkte, här sitter jag och prövar att spisa potater och så snackar vi om innehåll i invålden till kuer.
And so, you know, Moses is good day is all the sheep have regularity in their systems and they're doing fine.
Så en god dag för Moses är att alla sauerna har det bra i systemen sina och att det går bra med dem.
And probably his most excitement being in the desert is finding a shiny, you know, rock in the middle of the sand or something.
Och kanske det mest spännande han upplevde i löpa en dag var att finna en eller annan sten som glittrar lite mitt ute i sanden där.
I mean, he's probably coming back to his wife and going, "Oh wow, it's been a good day. Look at that." You know, I mean,
kommer hem till kona och säger, "Åh, se på detta här, en fantastisk dag." Kedlig grej.
The thought of the call and the purpose of God on his life is totally gone from his mind because he's like, I've blown it.
Tanken på Guds kall och Guds hänsyn med hans liv är fullständigt utan sin, för han tänker, det har jag bara rotat till.
For 40 years.
Och detta pågår i 40 år.
And then one day, in the distance, he sees this flickering fire.
Och så en dag i det fjärna så ser han en ild som flackar.
Now that would not have been unusual in the desert.
Och det var inte ovanligt i öknen.
I mean, something, you know, this being in Iraq where 118 degrees, I mean, the sun hitting something and it catching on fire is not unusual.
Och var i Irak för exempel med 50 plus grader, det är inte ovanligt att solen träffar ett eller annat och det börjar bränna.
But Moses notices there's something different about this fire.
Men Moses lägger märke till det är något annorlunda med den branden här.
And he goes to explore it, he goes to investigate it.
Så han går för att undersöka vad det är.
And as he gets closer to it, he realizes this is actually the presence of God.
Och när han kommer närmare skönar han att detta är faktiskt Guds närvaro.
And he has this encounter and the Lord says, "Listen, I want you to go and I want you to liberate my people."
Han får ett möte med Gud och Gud säger, "Jag vill att du ska gå och sätta mitt folk fri."
Now Moses begins to explain to God why he is not the qualified person to go do this job.
Så börjar Moses att förklara Gud varför han inte är kvalificerad till jobben.
I mean, God picks a guy that has a speech impediment.
Gud har utvalt en som har vanskelig för att tala.
I mean, that's not the type of person we're thinking, "Oh, he would be the perfect person to go and liberate God's people."
Och det är inte en vi tänker, ja, men det, han passar perfekt att befria Guds folk.
And he's arguing, saying, "You don't understand. I'm not qualified to do this."
Och han krånglar med Gud och säger, "Du förstår inte. Jag är inte kvalificerad att göra detta här."
How many of you do not feel qualified for God to use you?
Hur många av er känner er inte kvalificerad för att Gud kan bruka er?
Guess what that makes you?
Gjett vad det gör dig?
Qualified.
Kvalificerad.
Why?
Varför?
This is the upside down kingdom.
För detta är ett rike som har upp ned.
Everything works in reverse.
Allt fungerar bakvänt.
The least likely person is the most qualified person.
Den minst sannsynliga personen är den mest kvalificerade.
The person that you just would not pick is the person God is going, oh, they're perfect for this.
Personen du inte ville valt är den Gud säger om, han är perfekt, hon är perfekt.
And there was a movie that came out years ago. I think it was in the 90s. It was called Amadeus.
Det var en film på 90-talet som heter Amadeus.
And of course it was about Mozart.
Som handlade om Mozart, såklart.
And I forget the other character, but it was this very accomplished musician, brilliant musician.
Och jag glömmer den andra huvudkaraktären var en väldigt glimrande musiker.
And I love in the movie how that he's praying and he's conversing with God and he keeps explaining to God why he should not use Amadeus.
Och den andra han ber till Gud och han förklarar Gud varför Gud inte borde bruka Amadeus.
Because he's this like twit. He's just this goofy, silly person.
För han är bara en tulling, han är märklig, han är rar.
And he's like, Lord, I'm devoted to you. Why would you pick this foolish young man to give all these gifts to?
Och han ber och säger, ja men Gud, jag är övergiven till dig. Varför väljer du denna dumma unga mannen att ge all dessa gåvorna till?
But understanding the kingdom of God, that's how it works. It all works in reverse.
Men hvis du forstår Guds rike, så skjønner du at det er sånn det fungerer bakvendt.
And so if you're not feeling qualified, then you're the one that God is picking to do this task.
Så hvis du ikke føler deg kvalifisert, du den Gud velger til å gjøre en oppgave.
And you know the story. God sends him back and back to Egypt and to say, you know, set my people free.
Og du kjenner historien. Gud sender han til Egypt og sier, la mitt folk fare.
Now, I love this story because the Lord is using signs and wonders to demonstrate to Pharaoh, look, this is real, I'm Almighty God.
Och jag älskar historien hvor Gud bruker mange, mange tegn och under för att demonstrere för Farao att jeg är Gud, jeg är virkelig, dette, du må adlyde.
And we sort of look at the plagues that happen in Egypt as if God is like, you know, smiting Egypt.
Och vi ser på dessa plagene som träffar Egypt och vi ser på det som att Gud verkligen straffar Egypt.
But if you really take a look at each one of the plagues,
men hvis du ser närmare på var enkelt av dessa plagene,
he's not striking Egypt.
Så slår han ikke Egypt.
He's turning their gods around on them.
Han vender deres egne guder mot dem.
And so they worship, you know, they worship the Nile River.
De tillbad Nilen, elven.
And they said that all life comes from the Nile River.
De sa allt liv kommer från Nilen.
And you know, what does the Bible say? What is life in?
Och Bibeln säger vad är livet i?
Somebody said it over here. Say it again.
Någon sa det.
It's in the blood.
Livet är i blod.
And so what does God do? He turns the Nile into blood.
Så vad gör Gud? Han gör Nilen om till blod.
And he's saying, let me show you who's the source of the Nile River is.
Så han säger, låt mig visa vem som är kilden till Nilen.
They worshiped frogs as symbols of fertility.
De tillbad froskar som ett symbol på fruktbarhet.
And God's like, you want to worship frogs?
Och Gud säger, okej, du vill tillbe froskar.
I'm going to give you a lot of frogs.
Då ska du få många froskar.
He's turning their gods upside down on them.
Han vänder deras egna gudar mot dem.
And they worshiped Ra, the sun god.
Och de tillbad Ra, solguden.
And so all of Egypt is in darkness except the land of Goshen where the slaves live.
Så hela Egypt är i mörker utom landet Goshen där slavarna bodde.
This is all a demonstration of God's kingdom.
Och detta är allt en demonstration av Guds rike.
And the message that he is sending to Pharaoh.
Och budskapet han sender til Farao.
He's telling Pharaoh, you may be the most powerful leader on the planet.
Han fortæller Farao, du er kanskje den mægtigste lederen på planeten.
And it's the same message that he sends to every national leader all over the world. To every one of them, he's sending this same message.
Og dette samme budskapet sender han til en leder for enhver nation over hele verden.
He's sending it to Trump in the United States.
Han sender det til Trump i USA.
He's sending it to all of the leaders all over the world.
Han sender det samme budskapet til alle ledere over hele verden.
And he's saying to them, you may rule the most powerful nations on earth.
Og han sier til dem, du styrer kanskje den mektigste nasjonen på jorda.
But I rule you.
Men jeg styrer deg.
And you will bow to me.
Og du skal bøye deg for meg.
And he's bringing Pharaoh to his knees.
Og han bringer Farao ned på kne.
It's not that he's striking the nation.
Det er ikke det at han slår nasjonen.
But he's turning their gods on them.
Men han vender deres guder mot dem.
And it's what he does to all of them.
Og det er det han gjør med alt det som skjer.
The book of Revelation.
I åpenbaringsboken.
Is not God striking the earth or striking the planet.
Handler ikke om at Gud slår jorda og slår planeten.
It's Jesus destroying Satan's kingdom.
Det er Jesus som ødelegger Satans rike.
It's a picture of Satan's rule on the planet and Jesus declaring war against the rule of the enemy.
Det er et bilde av Satans regjering på jorda og at Jesus erklærer fienden krig.
And you and I are a part of that rule and reign.
Og du og jeg, vi er en del av hans regjering.
You and I carry a very integral part. We play a very integral part in that.
Och du och jag har bestämda roller att spela I detta.
And so Moses he brings the people out.
Så Moses förde folket ut.
Now you have to understand Moses had been in the wealthiest, most powerful man's home in all of the world at that time.
Du måste förstå att Moses han har också levt I den rikaste och mest mäktige personens hem. I løpet av denne tiden.
But as he brings the people out of Egypt,
når han fører folk ut av Egypt,
they start looking back and they start missing the things that they had in Egypt.
Så begynner de å se seg tilbake og begynner å savne det de hadde I Egypt.
And the scripture says that they weren't considering themselves blessed to worship this God that they could not see.
Og skriften sier at de opplevde seg ikke velsignet når de måtte tilbe en Gud de ikke kunne se.
And so the gold and all the fine metal that the Lord had set aside to build a place that he could live in the midst of his people.
Så gull og alt det fine som Gud hadde satt til side for å bruke for å bygge et sted så han kunne bo midt iblant sitt folk.
They took that gold and they shaped it into an image of a creation of God rather than of God himself.
Så tok de dette gullet og skapte et bilde av noe skapt og istedenfor et bilde av Gud.
And they began to worship that.
Og begynte å tilbe det istedenfor.
And basically they were telling God.
Og det de egentlig fortalte Gud var,
this is really using a term that may not translate really well.
Det kan være dette ikke så godt å oversette.
But they were saying to God, look, we're not interested in you, we want your bling.
Vi ikke interessert I deg, vi vil ha pengene dine, var det de sa til Gud.
We want what your hand provides.
Vi vil ha det din hånd gir oss.
Not you.
Men vi vil ikke ha deg.
And this offends the heart of God.
Och detta stöter Guds hjärta.
I mean his heart is offended.
Hans hjärta blir stött av det.
And so Moses, you know, he's getting the Ten Commandments and he reveals to Moses what's happening down there.
Så Moses är på fjället och får de 10 bud och Gud uppenbarar vad som sker nere I lägret.
And so Moses comes down and in verse 1 of 33, this is where this picks up.
Och så I kapitel 33 vers 1 så kommer Moses ned från fjället.
And he says to Moses, he says, get going, you and the people you brought up from the land of Egypt, and go to the land that I swore to give Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I told them I would give you this land to you and to your descendants.
Herren sa til Moses, dra nå bort herfra, både du og det folk som du har ført opp fra landet Egypt, til det landet som jeg med ed har lovet Abraham, Isaac, og Jakob, da jeg sa, din ett vil jeg gi det.
Notice he says these people you brought up.
Lägg märke till att han säger det folket du har fört ut.
And he says I will send an angel before you and I will drive out all the Canaanites, Amorites and a bunch of otherites.
Ja. Jag vill sända en ängel föran dig och driva ut kananéerna, amoriterna, hetiterna och alla de andra hetiterna.
He says, go to this land that flows with milk and honey, but I will not travel among you, for you are a stubborn and a rebellious people, and if I did, I would kill all of you on the way.
Dra opp til et land som flyter med melk og honning. Jeg vil ikke selv dra opp med deg, for du et hårdnakket folk. Jeg ville da komme til å ødelegge deg på veien.
Now imagine getting that prophetic word from the Lord.
Se for deg å få dette profetiske budskapet fra Herren.
Nobody wants that word.
Det ingen som ønsker seg dette ordet.
Look, I would hang out with you, but if I did, I would kill you.
Jeg vil gjerne være sammen med dere, men hvis jeg det, så kommer jeg til å ta livet av dere.
And I really don't want to kill you, so I'm not going to hang out with you.
Og jeg har ikke lyst til å ta livet av dere, så derfor så vil jeg ikke være sammen med dere.
I mean, this is God's heart. It's hurt. His heart is hurt.
Dette Guds hjerte. Hans hjerte såret.
And he's saying, you're pursuing the stuff I have rather than me, myself.
Og han sier, dere søker det jeg har i stedet for å søke meg.
Now think for a minute, how much time do we spend to God, going to him, asking him for his stuff, rather than asking him for himself?
Så tenk etter, hvor mye tid bruker vi når vi søker Gud på å be han om å få ting, i stedet for å søke han for den han
I mean, please understand, I'm preaching to myself here too. I have to keep that in mind all the time.
Og du må forstå, jeg preker til meg selv, og jeg må være bevisst på dette hele tiden.
When I was first going after my first trip to Afghanistan,
etter første gangen jeg hadde vært I Afghanistan,
I was ministering in Switzerland.
Så var jeg og forkynt I Schweiz.
And this lady in Switzerland, she goes, "How much prayer do you spend before you go? You know, praying and over your own protection before you go to a place like that."
Så var det en dame der I Sverige som spurte meg, hvor mye tid bruker du I bønn på å be om beskyttelse før du reiser til et sted som Afghanistan?
And I told her, I said, I don't spend any time praying for my own protection.
Og så sa jeg, jeg bruker ingen tid på å be om min egen beskyttelse.
Now that may be crazy, I don't know, I could be wrong.
Og det kanskje galskap, jeg vet ikke, jeg kan ha feil.
But I told her, I said, I pray for my own protection as much as Jesus prayed for his own protection.
Og så sa jeg, jeg ber like mye om min beskyttelse som Jesus ba for sin beskyttelse.
I mean, the way I see scripture is my job is to spend myself for the sake of the kingdom. His job is to take care of my life.
Sånn som jeg ser skriften, så min jobb å bruke meg selv for Guds rike, og så det hans oppgave å beskytte mitt liv.
It's not my job to worry about that.
Det ikke min jobb å bekymre meg for det.
I mean, you know, my wife prays for my protection. Don't get me wrong.
Ja, ikke misforstå, kona mi ber om beskyttelse for meg.
You know, I'm not saying that's a bad thing to do.
Jeg sier ikke at det feil I det hele tatt.
But I'm just not going to spend all my time in prayer praying for that. I'm praying for revival for where I'm going to happen.
Men jeg vil ikke bruke masse av min tid på å be om det. Jeg ber om vekkelse for der jeg kommer.
And so here he's saying, listen, you're not interested in me. You want my bling.
Så han sier, dere ikke interessert I meg, dere bare interessert I det jeg gir.
God, give me that better job.
Gud, gi meg en bedre jobb.
You know, fix my kids.
Sørg for at barna mine blir ordnet.
I mean, I've given up on my kids. Give me somebody else's kids.
Jeg har gitt opp ungene mine. Kan du gi meg noen andres unger?
That are better than my kids.
Som sikkert bedre enn mine unger.
I'm speaking hypothetically, son. Do not tell your mother I said this.
Dette hypotetisk, altså. Ikke si dette til mor.
The one human being I'm afraid of this planet is that boy's mother right there. I'm just telling
you. Eneste personen I hele verden jeg redd for den guttens mor.
But here God is saying, he says, if I travel with you, I will kill you.
Men det Gud sier, hvis jeg går med dere, så kommer jeg til å ta liv av dere.
Now listen to how the people respond.
Så hør på hvordan folk gir respons.
The people hear these stern words.
Folk hører disse harde ordene.
And they take off all their jewelry, they put on sackcloth and ashes.
Så de tar av seg smykkene sine, kler seg I sekk og aske.
And their response is, oh no, you're going to strike us. Oh no, they hear the worst of this message.
Og deres respons oh nei, du vil ødelegge oss. De hører bare det negative I budskapet.
I mean, rather than responding with, I need to win your heart again.
I stedet for å gi en respons at jeg trenger å vinne tilbake ditt hjerte.
They respond in fear and in terror and assuming the worst.
Så gir de gjensvar I frykt og antar det verste.
I mean, if you've lost the affection of someone's heart you love, you don't respond in terror or fear. You win them again.
Hvis du har mistet hjertet til en du glad I, så kan du ikke respondere I frykt. Da må du prøve å vinne hjertet tilbake.
And they respond in this, you're going to smite us, you're going to strike us. And they respond in fear and in terror.
Men de reagerer I frykt og I redsel og sier, du kommer til å slå oss, du kommer til å ta liv av oss.
And that is all based on our perspective of how we view God and his kingdom.
Men det har hele tiden med vårt perspektiv og hvordan vi ser på Gud og hans rike.
There's people that will come in an atmosphere where the spirit of God is moving and they'll be like, "Oh, this is not good."
Mennesker kan komme inn I en atmosfære hvor Guds ånd beveger seg, og så kan de reagere og si, "Oi, dette ikke bra."
I've learned a long time ago, if people aren't saying something bad about you, something's wrong.
Jeg lærte for lenge siden at hvis folk ikke sier noe negativt om deg, da det noe som feil.
I know that sounds crazy.
Jeg vet at det sikkert høres ut som galskap.
But if people aren't being critical of things you're doing, then you're probably not doing very much.
Hvis folk ikke kritisk til det du gjør, så det ikke sikkert du gjør så veldig mye.
It's just true.
Det bare sant.
Now that doesn't mean make trouble and say that it's good.
Det betyr ikke at du skal lage trøbbel og så si at det bra.
But when you're doing something for the Lord, people are going to be critical of it.
Men hvis du gjør noe for Gud, så kommer mennesker til å kritisere det.
They're going to falsely accuse you of things.
Kommer til å komme falske anklager.
Be affirmed by that. Be encouraged by that.
Og la deg bekrefte av det, bli oppmuntret av det.
Don't be discouraged by that.
Ikke bli mismodig av det.
I mean, accusations were following Jesus everywhere he went.
Jesus fikk anklage mot seg overalt hvor han kom.
And he was changing the world.
Og han forandret verden.
And so all of a sudden, their view was that this is evil, this is bad, God is coming to strike us.
Så helt plutselig så deres syn på ting at dette farlig, dette vondt, Gud kommer til å slå oss.
And then rather than trying to win the heart of God, they move into a posture of protection and safety.
Så istället för att pröva att vinna Guds hjärta igen så går de över I att pröva beskytta sig och pröva vara trygg.
Rather than appealing.
Istället för att appellera till Gud.
I shared when I was here before about the first time that I had been really, you know, zapped by the Holy Spirit.
Jag delte förra gången var den första gången jag verkligen blev slått ut av den helige ande.
And I felt like the meeting we were in was I felt like this little lady from Finland. I was like, "Oh, she's evil."
Jag var ett möte med en liten dam från Finland. Jag tänkte, "Åh, hon är ond alltså."
And after, you know, and I positioned myself to block against her because I was like, she's pushing people down or she's releasing gas out of her sleeve and it's knocking them out, you know.
Jeg gjorde meg klart å beskytte meg, for jeg tenkte, enten så dytter hun folk, eller så har hun en eller annen gass opp I ærmet som gjør at folk ramler og sånn.
And I went up for prayer, and my whole attitude was, I am going to expose the lie of what this woman is doing.
Så jeg gikk frem til forbund med holdningen at nå skal jeg avsløre den løgnen som denne dama driver med.
And if you remember the story, that's not what happened at all.
Og hvis du husker historien, så var det ikke det som skjedde I det hele tatt.
I end up on my back on the floor, and I'm frozen for 3 hours and can't move.
Ender opp på ryggen på gulvet, og jeg frosset I samme stilling I 3 timer uten å kunne bevege meg.
And when I got up off that floor,
og når jeg sto opp igjen fra det gulvet,
I was dramatically transformed.
Så ble jeg drastisk forvandlet.
So much so that I could not speak anything that anyone could understand, not even myself.
Så at jeg ikke kunne snakke på noen måte som noen kunne forstå, inkludert meg selv.
But I had had an encounter with God.
Men jeg hadde fått et møte med Gud.
And it's all based on how we see God as to how we respond to that.
Og det alt basert på hvordan vi ser Gud, hvordan vi responderer på noe sånt.
And so the people hear this message and they respond in terror.
Så folket hører dette budskapet og de reagerer med frykt.
And in verse 8 it says, whenever Moses went into the tent of the meeting, all the people would get up and stand near the entrances of their own tents, and they would watch until Moses disappeared inside, and as he went inside, the pillar of cloud would come down and hover over the entrance, and the Lord spoke with Moses.
Og I vers 8 står det, hver gang Moses gikk ut til teltet, reiste hele folket seg, de sto hver I døren til sitt telt, og så etter Moses, til han var kommet inn I teltet. Og når Moses var kommet inn I teltet, da senket skystøtten seg, og sto I døren til teltet, og han talte med Moses.
And it would go on to say that when the people saw the cloud come down, they knew God was in their midst.
Og det står videre at når folket så skyen komme ned, så visste de at Gud var midt iblant dem.
And they would bow down.
Og de bøyde seg.
They would bow down in respect and in honor of this manifest presence of God being there.
De bøyde seg for å hedre og respektere Guds manifesterte nærvær.
And I love this because the way that God manifested in the wilderness with his people was either the pillar of cloud or the pillar of fire.
Og jeg elsker det at måten Gud åpenbarte seg for folket på var enten skystøtten eller ildstøtten.
And whenever they saw that manifestation of that cloud and of that fire, they knew God is among us.
Og hver gang de så skystøtten eller ildstøtten manifestere seg, så visste de, nå Gud midt iblant oss.
The presence of God is with us.
Guds nærvær hos oss.
And it says in verse 12, it says, one day Moses said to the Lord, you've been telling me, take these people and go to the promised land.
Og det står i vers 12, og Moses sa til Herren, se du sier til meg før dette folket opp.
He says, but you haven't told me whom you send with me.
Men du har ikke latt meg vite hvem du vil sende med meg.
You've told me I know you by name and I look favorably on you. And he said, if it is true that you look favorably on me, then let me know your ways so I may understand you more fully and continue to enjoy your favor. And remember, this nation is your very own people.
Enda du selv har sagt, jeg kjenner deg ved navn, og du har funnet nåde for mine øyne. Dersom jeg nå har funnet nåde for dine øyne, så la meg se din vei, så jeg kan kjenne deg og finne nåde for dine øyne, og kom i hu at dette folket ditt folk.
This is Moses' response in God saying, take these people that you brought up from the land of Egypt.
Dette Moses' respons når Gud sier, ta med deg det folket du har ført ut av Egypt.
Moses is saying, hang on, let's get this straight. This was not my idea, this was your idea.
Moses sier, okay, nå må jeg ha en ting klart her. Dette var ikke min idé, det var din idé.
These stubborn and rebellious people, they are your people, they are not my people.
Dette sta opprørske folket, det ditt folk, det ikke mitt folk.
You know, you asked me to do this, this was not my idea.
Du ba meg gjøre dette, det var ikke jeg som fant på det.
And he's turning to the Lord and he's saying, this, don't forget what your plan and your promise and your purpose was here.
Så nå må ikke du glemme, Gud, hva som var din plan og din hensikt med hele greia.
And I love this dialogue because this shows God as a person.
Og jeg elsker denne dialogen, for det viser Gud som en person.
This shows him having a personality and having, you know, a frustration. This shows him as a person. This is a powerful passage.
Dette viser at Gud har en personlighet, han frustrert. Jeg synes det en mektig skriftsted.
In verse 14, the Lord replied and said to Moses, I will personally go with you, Moses, and I will give rest to you, and everything will be fine for you.
Og så sier Gud da, mitt åsyn skal gå med deg, og jeg vil føre deg til hvile, og så alt kommer til å gå bra med deg.
Now there are many leaders in the body of Christ that would go, this is a really good deal.
Og det mange ledere I Kristi legeme som ville sagt, dette et godt tilbud.
You know, they would come back to the whole crowd of people.
Så ville de komme tilbake til folkemengden.
And say, I got good news and I've got bad news.
Og si, jeg har gode nyheter, jeg har dårlige nyheter.
Bad news is,
dårlige nyheten
God does not want to hang out with you any longer.
Gud vil ikke være sammen med dere lenger.
Matter of fact, he says, if I hang out with you, I'll kill you.
Han sier faktisk, hvis jeg skal være sammen med dere, kommer jeg til å ta livet av dere.
Good news is,
de gode nyhetene
he really likes me.
Han liker virkelig meg.
And he wants to hang out with me.
Han vil være sammen med meg.
So if you want to stay good with him, you treat me really, really good.
Så hvis dere vil ha et godt forhold til han, må dere behandle meg veldig bra.
And you'll be okay.
Og da kommer det til å gå bra med dere.
There's a lot of leaders that have that kind of thinking.
Det mange ledere som har en sånn tenkning.
Can I tell you that those are not leaders?
Kan jeg si at sånne ikke ledere?
That is not true leadership.
Det ikke sant lederskap.
Moses really communicates a heart of God in his response.
Moses kommuniserer virkelig det å ha et hjerte etter Gud når han gir respons her.
I love this. Moses said to the Lord in verse 15.
Vers 15, jeg elsker det.
If you don't personally go with us.
Dersom ditt åsyn, altså dersom ikke du personlig går med oss.
You see, a true leader thinks of the whole.
For en sann leder tenker på alle.
They don't just think selfishly about what they get out of it.
Tenker ikke bare egoistisk på hva jeg kan få ut av det.
They don't just think selfishly about what money they get from it.
Tenker ikke bare egoistisk på hva slags penger jeg kan få ut av dette.
They're thinking about the whole.
De tenker på alle.
Moses says, if you don't personally go with us.
Dersom ikke du selv går med oss, sier Moses.
Then don't make us leave this place.
Da ikke få oss til å dra herfra.
How many of you know this is a place of hardship?
Hvor mange vet at der de det tøft?
This is a place of difficulty.
Det vanskelig der.
This is the desert. This is a place of lack.
Dette I ørken. Dette et sted hvor du mangler alt mulig.
There's not an adequate food supply. There's not an adequate water supply.
Du har ikke nok mat. Du har ikke nok vann.
This is a place of hardship and pain.
Detta är ett sted med hårdhet och smärta.
But Moses is saying, "Don't send us away if you're staying here."
Men Moses säger, "Icke sänd oss bort hvis du blir här."
Because I want to be where you are.
För jag vill vara där du är.
I don't care how hard it is.
Och då bryr jag mig inte om hur hårt det är.
I don't care how difficult it is.
Jag bryr mig inte om hur vanskligt det är.
I'll stay in a hard place to be where you're at.
Jag vill vara på ett tufft sted för att vara där du är.
Don't make us leave this place.
Icke la oss dra härifrån.
Moses isn't in pursuit of his own comfort.
Moses är inte på jakt efter komfort för sin egen del.
Moses is in pursuit of the presence.
Han jakter på Guds närvaro.
Moses is saying your presence is more important than my comfort.
Moses säger ditt närvaro är viktigare än att jag har det komfortabelt.
And he says, then don't make us leave this place.
Så han säger, då låt oss inte dra härifrån.
In 16 he says, how will anyone know that you look favorably on me and on your people if you don't go with us? For your presence among us sets us, your people, me and your people apart from all the other people of the earth.
Vers 16, hvordan kan jeg da vite at jeg har funnet nåde for dine øyne, jeg og ditt folk, hvis ikke du går med oss? Slik att jag och ditt folk kan bli äret framför alla folkeslag på jorden.
If we make our pursuit the stuff rather than the presence,
hvis det vi söker är grejerna och inte närvaro,
then all the people of the earth will not see us as distinct.
Så vill inte resten av världens befolkning se på oss som skillnad.
The pursuit has always got to be the presence.
Det vi söker må alltid vara Guds närvaro.
It has to be the presence.
Det må vara Guds närvaro.
He said, right now the church that I'm a part of, they've only been going for 4 years and they're exploding.
Menigheten jeg en del av nå, de har holdt på i 4 år og de eksploderer i vekst.
And I just had breakfast with the pastor before I came here.
Og jeg spiste frokost med pastoren før jeg kom hit.
And he's like, I do not want all these people here.
Og han sier, jeg vil ikke ha alle disse menneskene her.
He says, I just wanted a place where we were just abandoning ourselves to the presence. I don't want a big church.
Jag sa jag önskar inte en stor menighet. Jag ville bara ha ett ställe där vi var övergivet till Guds närvaro.
And I was like, you realize, Michael, that's why you have a big church is because you don't want one.
Så sa jag, Michael, du skönar grunden till att du har en stor menighet är för att du egentligen inte vill ha en.
I said, you've made the pursuit the presence, and so people are coming because of the presence.
Du söker Guds närvaro och folk kommer på grund av närvaro.
And he's like, but I don't want to lose the presence and get focused on the people.
Han säger, men jag har inte lust att missa närvaro och fokusera på folket.
I said, then don't.
Jag så säger, men så låver då.
Just stay focused on the presence and the Lord will take care of the people.
Bara fokusera på närvaro så vill Herren ta sig av folket.
This is so important for us as the body of Christ.
Detta är så viktigt för oss som Kristi legeme.
He says, what your presence sets us apart.
Han säger det är närvaro som gör oss skilda från alla andra.
I remember I was at a group of churches in Australia and they were talking about planting churches.
Jag var samman med en grupp människor i Australien och de snackade om att planta menigheter.
And one of the young church planters, he spoke up and he was speaking to the national leader and he goes, "What are we planting?"
Och en av de unga menighetsplantarna, han snackade till de nationella ledarna och sa, vad är det vi planter?
He said, just another church that's going to be like every other church on the side of the road.
Bara ännu en menighet som ska se ut som en vär annan menighet som ligger längs vägkanten.
He said, I'm not interested in that.
Han sa, jag är inte intresserad i det.
He said, where are the signs and the wonders? Where is the presence of Almighty God?
Han sa, var är tecknen och undren? Var är Guds allmäktige närvaro?
He said, if this is just about doing church, I'd rather be working in another area.
Hvis dette bare handler om å gjøre menighet, så vil jeg heller jobbe med noe annet.
And the national leader looked and said, we aren't going after one thing like signs and wonders. We're going after everything.
Och den nationella ledaren sa, vi söker inte en ting som tecken och under, vi söker allt.
And I asked this national leader, I said, can we speak privately?
Så jag sa till den nationella ledaren, kan vi snacka sammen privat?
And I pulled him aside away from the other people.
Så jag tog han med till sidan, väck från de andra.
I said, this young man is saying, what makes us distinct?
Det den unga mannen är ute och säger, vad är det som gör oss forskjellige?
What makes us separate from everything else?
Vad gör oss adskilt från allt annat?
And I told him the story.
Så fortalte han den historien.
I said, one time I took my children to a Dawkins family reunion.
Okay, en gång så tog jag barnen med mig på ett sån familjesällskap för genförening.
And it's where all these Dawkins, you know, people from generations are gathering together.
Och alla Dawkinsen från alla generationer samlas sig samman.
And my older boys were there and they were pointing at their great grandmother. Great great grandmother.
Och de äldste sönerna mina var där och de pekte på sin tippoldemor.
And I mean she was a pastor.
Hon var pastor.
She was preaching before, you know, women preachers were really considered as preachers.
Hon var förkynnare länge för kvinnliga förkynnare var grejt.
And they're pointing and they're laughing and they're snickering at her.
Och de pekar och de ler och de flirrar av.
And I have several, you know, uncles that are and great uncles that are also pastors.
Och jag har flera onklar och grannonklar som är pastorer också.
And they're pointing and they're laughing and they're snickering at them and
och de pekar och ler och flirrar av dem.
Oh, this made me mad.
Och jag blev så sinna.
And I walked over and I was like, "Boys, stop that."
Och jag gick och bort till det och sa, "Gutter, slut med det där."
Don't laugh at those people.
Icke le av de människorna.
This is the matriarch of our family.
Detta är matriarken i familjen vår.
She's paid a price for the gospel that you don't understand.
Hon har betalat en pris för evangeliet som du inte kan förstå.
And I'm just rebuking them really strong.
Och jag förmanar dem starkt.
And they were like, "Dad, dad, dad."
Och så sa de, "Pappa, pappa."
They said, "We're not laughing at great granny."
Vi ler inte åt tippoldemor.
And I said, "Well, what are you laughing at?"
Vad ler du åt då?
And they said, "Dad, everybody here has the same nose."
Alla sammen här har samma näsa.
They're like, "Great great granny has it. Great granny has it. You have it. Great great uncle has it. We all have the same nose."
Tippoldemor har det, oldemor har det, och grannonkel har det, du har det. Vi alla har samma näsa.
And I was like, "What does that say to you?"
Så säger, "Okay, och vad betyder det för dig?"
And they said, "Oh, this is where we belong."
Så säger, "Ja, det är här vi hörer till."
These are our people.
Detta är våra folk.
They saw the nose as the family resemblance.
De såg näsa och igenkände familjelikheten.
This young leader was saying, "Where is the family resemblance?"
Och den unge ledaren, han lurte på, "Var är familjelikheten?"
Where is the president presence? Where is the evidence of signs and wonders? What makes us distinct?
Var är tecknen och undren? Var är närvaro? Vad gör oss forskjellig?
Moses says your presence sets us apart from all the other people on the earth.
Moses säger att ditt närvaro är det som gör oss avskilt från alla andra folk på hela jorden.
The Lord replied to Moses.
Herren svarte Moses.
And he says, "I will indeed do what you've asked, for I do look favorably on you, and I know you by name."
Då sa Herren till Moses, "Också detta du nå ber om vill jag göra, för du har funnit nåde för mina ögon, och jag känner dig vid navn."
And how Moses responds is so powerful.
Och måten Moses reagerar på är så mäktig.
He says, "Then show me your glorious presence."
Han säger, "Låt mig då se din härlighet."
"Then let it come."
Låt din härlighet komma.
I don't want to just talk about it. I don't want to reflect on stories of the past. I want it here. I want it now.
Jag vill inte bara snacka om det. Jag vill inte bara höra om det som skedde förr. Jag vill ha det här och nu.
Then let me encounter you now.
Låt mig få möta dig nu.
Because your presence sets us apart.
För det är ditt närvaro som gör oss forskjellig.
I love this.
Jag älskar detta.
The Lord replied to him and he... Now listen. Moses had known the finest in the world.
Moses hade upplevt det finaste världen hade att tillby.
And he sang to God, "I do not care about your bling. All I want is you."
Och Moses sa till Gud, "Jag bryr mig inte om grejerna dina. Allt jag vill ha är dig."
"I'm not after your stuff. I just want you."
Jag vill inte ha tingene dina, jag vill ha dig.
You're what matters.
Det är du som betyder något.
And the Lord replied and said, "I will make all my goodness pass before you."
Och Herren sa, "Jag vill all min godhet gå förbi dig."
"And I will call out my name Yahweh before you, for I will show mercy to whomever I choose, and I will show compassion to whomever I choose. But you may not look directly on my face, for no one may see me and live."
Och jag vill ropa ut Herrens namn för ditt åsyn. För jag vill vara nådig mot den som jag är nådig mot och misskunna mig över den jag misskunna mig över. Och han sa, "Du kan inte se mitt åsyn, för inte ett människa kan se mig och leva."
Now this, as a kid and hearing my parents preach on this passage, this should confuse me.
Och som barn när jag hörte föräldrarna mina förkynna om detta så förvirrade mig.
I'm like, God, why would you kill somebody who sees you?
Och jag tänkte, Gud, varför vill du ta livet av den som ser dig?
And then one day I began to ask the Lord about this and I was like, I'm confused by this.
Så en dag så började jag spöra Gud och sa, detta förvirrar mig.
And the Lord spoke to me and he goes, you misunderstand the passage.
Och så talade Gud till mig och sa, ja, du missförstår skriftstället.
And then it hit me.
Och så skönte jag det.
This is still true today.
Detta är fortsatt sant idag.
When I encounter the presence,
när jag möter Guds närvaro,
I die.
Så dör jag.
I die to my lust.
Jag dör från min lust.
I die to my greed.
Jag dör från min grådighet.
I die to my need to be somebody.
Jag dör från mitt behov för att bety någon.
I die to my pride.
Jag dör från stoltheten min.
It just all dies.
Allt dör.
Because all that matters anymore is that presence.
För allt som betyder något är det närvaro.
To see God, to encounter God, you die.
När du ser Gud, när du möter Gud, då dör du.
I die to my selfish ambition.
Jag dör bort från mina själviska ambitioner.
All of it just dies.
Allt det bara dör.
Amen.
Amen.
And he says, look, stand near this rock. Stand near me on this rock, and as my glorious presence passes by, I will hide you in the crevice of the rock and cover you with my hand until I pass by.
Där du säger en se här, tätt vid mig är ett sted stilla där på klippen, och när min härlighet går förbi, vill jag låta dig stå i fjällklöften och jag vill täcka dig med min hand över dig till jag har gått förbi.
Now we know this rock represents Christ.
Och vi vet att denna klippen representerar Kristus.
We're hidden in the rock.
Vi är skjult i klippen.
We're covered in the rock.
Vi är täckt i klippen.
But I never understood this, and he says, then I will remove my hand and let you see me from behind, but my face will not be seen.
Och så skönte jag aldrig när han sa, så vill jag ta min hand bort från dig, då kan du se mig bakfram, men mitt åsyn kan ingen se.
And I remember praying about this passage and saying, God, I don't understand that. Why are you letting Moses only see your back?
Och jag bad över detta skriftstället och sa, Gud, jag skönner inte detta. Varför lär du Moses bara se dig bakfra?
Why only your back?
Varför bara baksida?
And this is what I heard the Lord say.
Och detta är det jag hörde Gud säga.
I want you very familiar with my back.
Jag vill att du ska vara gott känt med baksida mig.
Because I always want you in pursuit.
För jag vill att du alltid ska jaga efter mig.
I always want you chasing after me.
Jag vill att du ska jaga efter mig.
So get to know my back really well.
Så bli känt med baksidan mig väldigt gott.
So you're always in pursuit of my presence.
Så du alltid jagar efter mitt närvaro.
Get to know the back.
Bli känt med baksidan.
Now see, to you and I, the back is not a good statement.
För dig och mig så är baksidan inte ett bra utsagn.
As a husband, I don't like the back.
Som äkta man så liker jag inte baksidan.
Any husband agree?
Någon äkta män som är enig.
You bunch of chickens, you're not raising your hand. I know you understand.
Det är fejkingar, det tör inte räcka upp honom.
I told my boys, I said, let me tell you something, boys. I said, be careful when you get married.
Och jag säger till gutta mina, jag ska säga dig något, Kari, var försiktig när du blir gift.
I said, treat your wife with respect, treat your wife with honor.
Behandla kona dig med respekt och med ära.
I said, because the times where I have not valued your mother the way that I should.
För i de tiderna vi inte har satt pris på deras mor som jag skulle.
The times I haven't appreciated her the way I should.
När jag inte har värdsatt henne som jag skulle.
That night when we go to bed.
Om kvällen då när vi går och lägger oss.
I get the back.
Då får jag baksida.
And I'm like, man, that back is not good.
Och den baksida inte bra.
I don't like the back.
Jag liker inte baksida.
And my wife interrupted me and she goes, I think you've misunderstood the back.
Och då sa kona mig, jag tror du har missförstått baksidan.
She said, you see the back as a barrier.
För du ser baksidan som en barriär.
She said, maybe the back is an invitation to pursue again.
Kanske baksidan är en invitation till att söka mig igen.
I was like, that would have been good to know 25 years ago.
Jag tänkte, det hade varit fint att veta för 25 år sedan.
Why didn't you tell me that back then?
Varför sa du inte det då?
She goes, you see the back is shutting you out. The back is an invitation to show value.
Du ser baksidan som att jag stänger dig ute, men det är faktiskt en invitation till att visa värde.
I was like,
jag var bara,
So inappropriate.
Det där så ju passande, ja.
Oh, if she was here, I would be in so much trouble right now.
Hvis hun var her, hadde jeg hatt så mye problemer akkurat nå.
I hope this is not being live streamed.
Jeg håper ikke dette sendes direkte.
It is. Oh no.
Jo, det blir sendt direkte.
Because she knows this website very well.
Jo, hun kjenner til websiden, så oi da.
So. It's gonna take about 18 hours to get home.
Okay, det tar 18 timer før jeg hjemme. Skal vi se.
But some of you, you're feeling the distance.
Men noen av dere føler den avstanden.
And you've gotten offended at God because of it.
Og dere blir fornærmet på Gud på grunn av det.
And the Lord's saying, see the back as an invitation to pursue.
Men Gud sier, se på baksiden som en invitasjon til å søke.
Show me you value me again.
Vis meg igjen at du setter pris på meg.
Now let me explain something quickly.
Nå skal jeg raskt forklare noe.
Now, whenever God had created the tabernacle as a place for so his presence could be among his people.
Gud lagde tabernaklet som et sted for at hans nærvær kunne være midt iblant sitt folk.
God wanted his presence so much among his people.
Gud ville ha sitt nærvær så mye blant sitt folk.
That he created this tabernacle just so he could be amongst his people.
At han lagde dette tabernaklet bare så han kunne være midt iblant sitt folk.
God makes it really clear, all the blood sacrifices and all that, he didn't want any of that stuff.
Gud gjør det veldig tydelig at alle disse offringene med blod og alt, det ikke det Gud vil ha.
That was required in order for him just to be among us.
Det var det som krevdes for at han kunne være iblant oss.
And what was that tabernacle made of? What was the outside of the tabernacle made of?
Hva var tabernaklet laget av? Hva var på utsiden av tabernaklet?
Skin.
Skin.
Skins of animals.
Dyreskin.
And so whenever the children of Israel would come out and they would see that pillar of fire above the tabernacle, they were like, the presence is among us.
Så når Israels folket kom og de så ildstøtten over tabernaklet, så visste de Guds nærvær midt iblant oss.
Whenever they would come and see that pillar of cloud, they were like, oh, the presence is here. God is among us.
Og når de kom og så skystøtten, så visste de Guds nærvær Gud midt iblant oss.
And they knew that he was there, that he was among the people.
Og de visste at han var midt iblant sitt folk.
Now, when they moved into the promised land,
og når de så kom inn I det lovede land,
and David said, he goes, I want to build you a house because I'm living in a palace and you're still living in an old tent.
Og David sier, jeg vil bygge et hus for deg, for jeg bor I et palass og du bor I et gammelt telt.
God never wanted that temple.
Så ville Gud aldri ha et tempel.
God never ordered that temple.
Det var ikke Gud som befalte det tempelet.
And you know why I believe that's the case?
Og vet du hvorfor jeg tror det sånn?
Because if you see when they dedicated, when they consecrated the temple to him,
for du ser når de innvier tempelet til Gud,
what came in as the manifest presence?
Hva var det som kom inn som Guds manifesterte nærvær?
The cloud.
Skyen.
But you never see the fire again.
Men du ser ikke ilden igjen.
And so God, the temple was fixed walls.
Fordi tempelet, det hadde faste vegger.
God wanted mobile tabernacle. He did not want fixed walls.
Men Gud ville ha et mobilt tabernakel, han ville ikke ha faste vegger.
And you never see that pillar of fire again.
Og du ser aldri ildstøtten igjen.
Until
før
Pentecost, Acts chapter 2.
Pinsedag, Apostlenes gjerninger 2.
The pillar of fire appeared above their heads.
Det var ildtunger som kom over hodene til hver enkelt av dem.
God's presence in skin.
Guds nærvær I skinn.
God always wanted his presence in skin.
Gud ville alltid ha sitt nærvær innenfor skinnet.
He only wanted mobile tabernacles.
Han ville ha bevegelige tabernakler.
And that pillar of fire that appeared above their heads, it was again the fire of the Spirit that was on the tabernacles that God was dwelling in.
Och eldtungorna som kom över hodene på dem var det samma som eldstöten som var I tabernaklet när Gud bodde där.
The buildings aren't where God lives.
För byggningen är inte där Gud bor.
You are the mobile tabernacles.
Du är det mobila tabernaklet.
The only way anyone out there will encounter his presence.
Enaste måten någon där ute får ett möte med Guds närvaro
is his presence in you.
Är Guds närvaro I dig.
You and I are called to be people of the presence.
Du och jag är kallade att vara ett folk av Guds närvaro.
We are called to be carriers of the presence.
Vi är kallade att vara bärare av Guds närvaro.
And wherever we go, we can release that presence for others to encounter.
Och var än vi drar så kan vi förlösa den närvaron så andra kan uppleva det.
You are being filled up to be poured out so your community can experience Jesus.
Du blir fyllt upp så du kan bli öst ut så lokalsamfundet ditt kan uppleva Jesus.
Will you let me tell one story?
Kan jag få fortälla en historia?
It's like three of you. Okay. I'm assuming they represent the rest.
Okay, de tre av dere som enige representerer resten. Det
And it's only the young people.
Ja, det bare ungdommene, ja.
It's not a short story, but I'm going to try to keep it as short as possible.
Det ikke en kort historie, jeg skal gjøre den så kort som mulig.
But I want to illustrate this point.
Men jeg vil illustrere dette poenget.
One day I was getting on a plane, something I do every week.
En gang så var jeg på vei ombord på et fly, noe jeg gjør hver uke.
And when you within the United States, when you travel as much as I do, you know, you get out a bit.
Og når du reiser så mye som jeg gjør, så blir du oppgradert en god del.
They don't give them to you as much on international flights, but they do more on domestic flights.
Får ikke så mye oppgradering når jeg reiser internasjonalt, men I hvert fall innen USA.
And so I was going to board this plane, and my wife told me that morning, and she says, will you do something normal people do on planes?
Och när jag ska resa på detta fly så säger kona mig imorgon, vill du göra något normalt som folk plejer att göra på fly?
She said, don't talk to people and have conversations and pray for people. She goes, just watch a movie, read a book, do something normal people do. Would you do that, please?
Ikke snakk med folk, ikke be for folk. Kan du ikke bare gjøre noe normalt? Läs en bok, se en film, et eller annet sånt.
And she goes, you know, you need some rest and disengage. It's okay.
Du trenger å slappe av, bare koble litt. Det helt greit.
And so I got my iPad and I downloaded this movie called For Greater Glory.
Så jeg fikk fram iPaden og jeg hadde lastet en film som het For Større Herlighet.
If you haven't seen this film, you should watch it.
Så du må se den filmen.
It's when the country of Mexico tried to kick the church out of Mexico.
Det når Mexico som land prøvde å sparke kirken ut av landet.
It's a powerful story.
Det en mektig historie.
And so I get on this plane and before I get on, you know, the flight attendant says, she goes, Mr. Dawkins, we have a seat for you in first class. And she takes my ticket and gives me another ticket.
Så før jeg skal borde fly, så sier dama ved skranken, ja, vi har et sette der på første klasse, så hun tar min billett og gir meg en ny billett.
Now, whenever I fly, I dress really comfortably.
Og når jeg skal ut og fly, så kler jeg meg veldig komfortabelt.
I am not interested in impressing anybody when I'm on a plane.
Jeg ikke interessert I å imponere noen med klesdrakta mi når jeg på fly.
And so when I go into first class, they're all looking at me like, whose boarding pass did you steal?
Så når jeg kommer inn på første klasse, ser alle andre på meg og tenker, hvilket boardingkort har du stjålet da?
And so I sit by this lady in first class.
Så jeg setter meg ved siden av en dame på første klasse.
And she's kind of staring at me like, how did you get up here? You know.
Og hun stirrer på meg som, hvordan kom du hit?
And so, you know, the only time anybody asks me, what do I do for a living? It's when I sit up there.
Så eneste gang noen spør meg, hva driver du med da? Det når jeg sitter der oppe.
And so I sit down in my seat and I pull out my iPad and start to watch the movie we're taking off.
Så jeg setter meg, tar frem iPaden, begynner å se filmen, og så letter vi.
And all of a sudden, I get this tap on my shoulder.
Plutselig så piker hun meg på skulderen.
And she says, excuse me, I'm sorry to bother you. I just have to ask you a question.
Så sier hun, unnskyld meg, jeg beklager å forstyrre deg, men jeg må bare stille deg et spørsmål.
And I said, okay.
Jeg sier, okay.
And she goes, my name is Marcy.
Så sier hun, jeg heter Marcy.
And I said, hi, my name's Robbie, and I shook her hand.
Jeg sa, hei, jeg heter Robbie, og så hun helste vi.
And she goes, I'm sorry, what do you do for a living?
Og så sier hun, unnskyld, men hva driver du med? Hva yrket ditt?
And I said, well, I like to get people to guess.
Og så pleier jeg å si, så sier jeg, pleier å få folk til å gjette.
I said, just looking at me, what do you think I do for a living?
Når du ser på meg, hva tror du jeg driver med?
And she goes, are you a professional wrestler?
Og så sa hun, du profesjonell bryter?
Now that's the number one guess.
Och det pleier å være det første de gjetter.
And I said, no, I'm not. And she goes, I knew it. You're a rap artist.
Og så sa jeg nei, og så jeg visste det, du rapper.
And I was like, that's actually the number two guest. I said, but I'm neither one of those.
Ja, det pleier folk å gjette som nummer to, men jeg ikke det heller.
And I said, Marcy, I have the greatest job in the entire world.
Og så sa jeg, Marcy, jeg har den beste jobben I hele verden.
I said, Marcy, I get to travel all over the world, and I get to teach people how to do the very things Jesus did.
Jeg sa, jeg får reise over hele verden, og så lærer jeg mennesker å gjøre akkurat det samme som Jesus gjorde.
I said, I get to teach and train them how to pray for the sick and see them healed, how to cast demons out of people, and how to raise the dead. I said, it's the best job in the entire world.
Jeg får lære mennesker å be for de syke så de blir helbredet, lære dem hvordan de kaster ut onde ånder, hvordan vekker opp døde, det beste jobben I hele verden.
And how to share Jesus with everybody.
Og hvordan dele Jesus med alle.
And she goes, oh, I've seen you people on TV.
Og så sier hun, oh, ja, jeg har sett sånne som det på TV.
She goes, you're one of those faith healers. I get it.
Ja, du en av disse troshelbrederne, jeg skjønner.
She goes, I'm sure you do something good for somebody somewhere, but I don't believe in any of that stuff.
Jeg sikker på at det der noe bra for noen et eller annet sted, men jeg tror ikke på noe av det.
And I start folding up my iPad and putting my earbuds away. I'm like, this flight's over.
Og jeg bare legger sammen iPaden og tar meg ut telefonen og tenkte, ok, det var den flyturen.
And I said, all right, Marcy, I said, let me ask you a question.
Så jeg sa, ok, Marcy, kan jeg stille deg et spørsmål?
I said, do you currently have any pain in your body right now?
Har du smerte I kroppen et eller annet sted akkurat nå?
And she said, excuse me?
Så sier hun, unnskyld meg?
I said, for example, I said, do you have any pain, like, right here? I said, do you have any, you know, bulging disc there?
Så pekte jeg her og sa, har du for eksempel smerte akkurat her? Har du en virvel kanskje som ute av posisjon?
And she goes, no.
Og så sier hun, nei.
And I was like, oh, you don't?
Oh, du har ikke det.
And she goes, I have herniated disc there.
Nei, altså, ja, men jeg har en ryggvirvel som helt ute av posisjon der.
And I said, okay, sometimes I get it wrong.
Okay, ja, det hender jeg bommer, sa jeg.
I said, but you're in pain right now?
Men du har smerte akkurat nå?
And she goes, yes.
Hun sier, ja.
And I said, go ahead and check and find the place where the pain is at.
Så jeg sa, test ut og finn ut akkurat punktet hvor det smerte.
And she goes, oh, when I lean my head back, she goes, oh, yeah, right there, it really hurts.
Så jeg lener hodet tilbake, så, oh, ja, der var det, ja.
And I was like, don't push it too hard, I don't want you to injure yourself more.
Jeg sa, ikke test for hardt, jeg vil ikke, du skal skade deg mer.
I said, but whatever pain that is, we're going to give that the number 10.
Så sa jeg, men den smerten der skal vi gi tallet 10.
And she goes, try 18.
Jeg sa, nei, vi sier 18.
I said, okay, but let's stay with 10.
Greit, men vi holder oss til 10.
And I said, whatever you're feeling now, that's 10. Zero's no pain.
Så sa, det du føler nå, det 10, og 0 ingen smerte.
I said, Marcy, I'm going to pray for your back, and Jesus is going to completely heal your back right now.
Og så sa jeg, Marcy, jeg skal be for ryggen din, og Jesus kommer til å helbrede ryggen din fullstendig akkurat nå.
So that you'll know how much Jesus loves you and cares about you, and that he wants a relationship with you.
Så du skal vite hvor høyt Jesus elsker deg, at han bryr seg om deg, og vil ha en relasjon til deg.
And I said, can I pray for you?
Så jeg sa, kan jeg be for deg?
And she goes, it won't do any good.
Så sa jeg, ja, det kommer ikke til å hjelpe.
But can I pray?
Ja, men kan jeg be, sa jeg.
She said, okay.
Ja, greit, så.
So I just put my hand on her shoulder.
Så jeg la en hånd på skulderen hennes.
And I said, Father, I thank you for healing power.
Så sa jeg, Far, jeg takker deg for helbredende kraft.
I said, I thank you for Marcy.
Jeg takker deg for Marcy.
I said, by the authority of Jesus Christ.
Så sa jeg, med Jesu Kristi autoritet.
I command these herniated discs to be unherniated, to be healed.
Så befaler jeg disse skivene som glidd ut, at de skal gå tilbake på plass.
I said, I command all pain to get out.
Jeg befaler all smerte å forsvinne.
I command her nerves to be loose and muscles to be relaxed.
Jeg befaler at nervene skal løsne på seg, at musklene skal slappe av.
I said, back be healed.
Så jeg sa, rygg, vær helbredet.
So Marcy will know how much Jesus loves her and cares about her and is pursuing her for a relationship.
Så Marcy skal vite hvor høyt Jesus elsker henne, bryr seg om henne, og hvor mye han søker å ha en relasjon med henne.
In Jesus' name.
I Jesu navn.
And I took my hand off her and said, now Marcy, will you check your back?
Så tok jeg hånda vekk og sa, Marcy, kan du sjekke ryggen din nå?
She goes, you don't understand, this has been going on for 18 years.
Og så sa hun, du forstår ikke dette her, jeg har hatt det I 18 år.
And I said, will you just check your back?
Kan ikke du bare sjekke ryggen, sa jeg.
And she goes, okay, I'll try it.
Okay, jeg skal prøve, så.
And she puts her head back and she's like,
og lener hodet bakover og så.
Ja. And I said, "Can you give me a number?" She's like,
"Så sa jag, kan du ge mig ett tal?" Och hon bara,
and I said, "Where are we at?"
Hvordan går det?
She goes, "It's a three."
Ja, det på tre.
I said, "Can I pray again?"
Så sa jag, kan jag be igen?
She's like, "Yeah."
Ja, ja, sa hon.
So I pray again.
Så jag ber igen.
Pray the exact same way.
Nøkte samme måten.
And when I finished the prayer, I said, "Now, Marcy, check your back again."
Ferdig med å be, sa hun, sjekk ryggen en gang til.
And so she's checking her back again.
Så hun sjekker ryggen igjen.
And she goes, "Let me out."
Så sa hun, "Slipp meg ut."
So I move my knees over and she goes out in the aisle.
Så jeg flytter knærne og hun går ut I midtgangen.
And she takes the palms of her hands.
Så tar hun håndflatene.
And she puts them flat on the floor.
Og legger de flatt på gulvet.
Imagine this.
Se for deg dette ned der.
Touching that down there.
Så berører det der nede.
Work with me.
Okay, jobb med meg her nå.
She puts her palms flat on the floor.
Så legger håndflatene ned på gulvet.
And she gets up and she looks at everybody in first class.
Hun kommer opp igjen og ser på alle på første klasse.
And she goes, "This man just prayed for my back and Jesus completely healed my back right now."
Og så denne mannen ba akkurat for ryggen min og Jesus har fullstendig helbredet ryggen min.
And they're all looking at her like, "Okay, crazy lady."
Og de ser på henne som, "Okay, gærne dame."
And I said, "Marcy, you wanna come sit back down?"
Så jeg sier, "Marcy, vil du sette deg igjen?"
And she sits beside me and she's just staring at me.
Så setter hun ned og bare stirrer på meg.
And she goes, "Robbie."
Og sier du, Robbie.
I said, "Yeah, Marcy."
Ja, Marcy, sier jeg.
She said, "You could make millions."
Du kan tjene millioner.
She said, "Millions, I tell you."
Millioner, sier jeg.
And I said, "Marcy, that's exactly what I want to make."
Og så sier jeg, det det akkurat det jeg vil tjene.
I want to make millions of followers of Jesus all over the world that do this everywhere they go. I want millions of those.
Jeg vil gjøre millioner av Jesus etterfølgere over hele verden. Jeg vil ha millioner.
And she goes, "Those aren't the millions I'm talking about."
Og så sier hun, det var ikke de millionene jeg snakker om.
And I'm like, "Well, those are the millions I'm after."
Men jeg sa, det de millionene jeg på jakt
etter. I said, "Marcy, this is the best part."
Men Marcy, nå kommer den beste delen.
I said, "What Jesus just did for your back."
Det Jesus akkurat gjorde for ryggen din.
"Now he wants to do for your entire life."
Vil han nå gjøre for hele livet ditt.
I said, "The depression, the loneliness, all those things you feel, Jesus wants to come and heal those."
Depresjonen, ensomheten, alt sånt du føler, Jesus vil helbrede det.
I said, "Marcy, in Jesus healing your back, he just invited you to a relationship with him."
Jeg sa, "Marcy, når Jesus helbreder ryggen din, så har han akkurat invitert deg inn I en relasjon med seg."
I said, "Marcy, how would you like to respond to Jesus' invitation?"
Så Marcy, hvordan vil du gi respons på Jesu invitasjon?
And she goes, "That sounds like pressure."
Så sier hun, "Nå oppleves det som du presser meg."
And I was like, "Does it?"
Og høres det sånn ut.
And she goes, "Yeah, don't you pressure me."
Ja, du må ikke presse meg, sier hun.
I was like, "I'm sorry."
Beklager, sier jeg, ja.
I said, "Marcy, I tell you what."
Okay, Marcy, jeg skal si deg noe.
I said, "I'm going to go back to watching my movie."
Jeg skal fortsette å se på filmen min.
I said, "You sit there and enjoy your back."
Så kan du sitte der og nyte at ryggen din bra.
And every time you remember your back is not hurting you.
Og hver gang du kommer på at nå har du ikke vondt I ryggen.
I said, "Will you just consider Jesus' invitation to you?"
Vil du da vurdere Jesu invitasjon til deg?
And she goes, "Don't pressure me." And I was like, "Okay, I'm sorry.
Og hun sa, "Ikke press meg." Jeg sa, "Nei, greit, beklager.
So I open my iPad, I put my earbuds back in, and I'm watching the movie.
Så jeg åpner iPaden, tar på meg øretelefonene, ser på film.
And every now and then I would see these eyes over here just burning a hole in me, And she would just be looking at me like this. And I'd be watching my movie and I'd be like...
Og så ser jeg på filmen, så ser jeg på henne, og går det bra, liksom, sånn. Ingen smerte.
Ja. After about 30 or 40 minutes of this,
efter att detta hade pågått I 30-40 minuter,
all of a sudden the purser on the plane, he gives a call and he goes, "We have a medical emergency on the plane."
Så kommer plötsligt pursern på flyet och säger, "Vi har ett medicinskt nödstillfälle."
And he said, "If you're a doctor or a nurse or a medical professional, we need you to push your call button right now, or we're going to have to make an emergency landing."
Hvis du är läge eller sjukvårdare eller hälsopersonal, så tryck på knappen för att tillkalla betjäningen, eller så må vi företa en nödlandning.
And I had my earbuds in watching my iPad, so I didn't hear the message.
Men jag hade hörtelefonen på, så på iPaden, så jag hörde inte budskapet.
And all of a sudden, my earbud pops out.
Och så plötsligt så kommer hörtelefonen ut.
And I look over, Marcy's holding it.
Och jag ser Marcy som håller den.
And she goes, "Time for you to go to work."
Jag säger, nu ska du jobba.
And I said, "What are you talking about?"
Vad du snackar om, säger jag.
She goes, "You didn't hear the call they just gave?"
Jag hörde du inte vad de sa, säger hon.
And I said, "No."
Nej, säger jag.
And she goes, they have a medical emergency back there.
Så de har ett medicinskt nödstillfälle bak här.
She says, "They need somebody to go back there and pray for somebody back there."
De tränger att någon går och ber för någon bak där.
So that Jesus, so they will know how much Jesus loves them and cares about them and wants a relationship with them.
Så de kan få veta hur högt Jesus älskar dig och bryr sig om dig och vill ha en relation med dig.
She goes, "You need to go back there and go to work."
Så du må bak där och sätta igång och jobba.
And I said, "Well, Marcy, on this particular airline, sometimes they haven't let me pray for people."
Och så säger jag, "Marcy, på det. Detta flygselskapet har någon gång inte låtit mig be för människor."
And she goes, "We'll just see about that." She pushes the call button.
Ja, det ska vi nog se på, ser du, och trycker på knappen.
And so Tim, the purser for the flight, he comes back to our seats.
Så Tim, som är purser på den flighten, han kommer till sätena våra.
And he goes, "Are either one of you a doctor or a nurse or a medical professional?"
Och så är en av er läge, sjukvårdare, medicinsk professionell.
And Marcy says, "No, but what's your name?"
Nej, säger Marcy, men vad heter du?
He said, "Well, my name's Tim."
Han säger, "Jag heter Tim."
She goes, "Tim, you listen to me."
No, Tim, ska du höra på mig.
She goes, "This man just prayed for my back."
Denne mannen bad nettopp for ryggen min.
She said, "I've been in pain for 18 years without any relief."
Og jeg har hatt smerte I 18 år uten stopp.
And she goes, "Jesus just completely healed my back so that I would know how much he loves me and cares about me and wants a relationship
Jesus
with me."
Jesus har akkurat helbreda ryggen min fullstendig, så jeg skal vite hvor mye han elsker meg, bryr seg om meg og vil ha en relasjon med meg.
She goes, "You let Robbie go back there, Jesus will do that for them too, so they will know how much Jesus loves them and cares about them."
Så hvis du lar Robbie gå bak der, så vil Jesus gjøre det samme for de bak der, for å vise at han bryr seg om de, vil ha en relasjon med de og elsker de.
And Tim says, "Okay, let's go."
Og Tim sier, "Okay, kom igjen."
I was like,
"Okay."
That worked.
Okay, det funkar visst, ja.
And I looked at her and I was like, "Awesome." So I get up and I followed Tim to the back.
Så jag följer Tim bakover I flyet.
One of the passengers began to feel sick in the middle of the flight, and he passed out and landed. He was going to the restroom and he landed into one of the other passengers and knocked his shoulder out.
En av passagerarna började att føle sig dålig. Han hade varit på toaletten och var på väg tillbaka och han besvimte och landade på en av de andra passagerarna och slog skuldern ut av led.
Now there was a football coach on the plane and he saw the man's shoulder and he quickly grabbed his arm and pulled it back into place, but he was still in a horrific amount of pain in his shoulder.
Och en fotbollstränare som var där, han såg vad som skedde, så han kom och drog skuldern på plats, men hade massa smärta på grund av det som hade skett med skuldern.
And they dragged the man that passed out and they put him in a seat. You know, the flight was completely full.
Så de tar den mannen som hade besvimt och de placerar den I sätet. Det var fullständigt fullt på flyget.
And so when I got back, this guy was just really white. He did not look good at all.
Så när jag kom bak där, så han var helt vit I ansiktet. Han såg inte ut av det bra.
And his stomach was just, you know, really, he was having a lot of trouble.
Och han hade massa problem.
And so I prayed for him 3 times, and his discomfort level went down to a 1, and all the lightheadedness left, and he was feeling fine, with the exception of being at a 1.
Så jag bad för honom 3 gånger, och han gick från 10 till 1, och han fick färg I ansiktet och följde sig omtrent helt bra.
And Tim interrupts me, and he goes, "Mr. Dawkins, I got to get you back up to your seat." He goes, "People got to get up and go to the bathroom. He's fine." And I said, "But Tim, let me pray for the guy's shoulder."
Så säger Tim, "Okay, Mr. Dawkins, nu måste du gå och sätta dig, för du blockerar ting här, folk måste gå på toalett och sånt." Jag säger, "Men jag måste be för skuldern till han andra också."
And so I prayed for the guy's shoulder, and after 2 times of praying for his shoulder, I mean, he was swinging his shoulder and he had no pain, he had no pressure, no problems at all.
Jag bad för skuldern hans 2 gånger, och efter 2 gånger så svängde han runt på skuldern, hade icke någon smärta, icke något tryck, ingenting.
And so Tim said, "Mr. Dawkins, I got to get you back up to your seat."
Och så säger Tim, Mr. Dawkins, nu måste du gå och sätta dig igen.
And so I went up and he pulled the curtain back and I see these pair of eyes just staring at us, you know.
Så han drog förhänget från första glaset tillbaka och ser ett par ögon som står och stirrar.
And I go back and Marcy says, "Well, how did we do?"
Jag kommer tillbaka och Marcy säger, "Hurdan gjorde vi det?"
So I gave her a report of what's happened.
Så jag gav henne en rapport på vad som hade skett.
She goes, "This is the most exciting flight I've ever been on in my entire life."
Ser du, det är den mest spännande flygturen jag har haft i hela mitt liv.
And I said, "Well, Marcy, how's your back?"
Så spelar, hur går det med ryggen din då, Marcy?
She goes, "It's perfect."
Är helt perfekt.
I said, "Marcy, have you considered Jesus's invitation to you?"
Så säger jag, Marcy, har du tänkt på Jesu invitation?
And she says, "Don't pressure me."
Och så säger hon, inte press mig.
I was like, I'm sorry.
Nej, beklagar, beklagar.
Now about that time, Tim came out from the galley.
Så kommer Tim ut från det köknet som de har.
And he looks really angry.
Så ser han väldigt sinnad ut.
And he comes back and he goes, "Mr. Dawkins, I need to speak with you."
Så säger han, "Mr. Dawkins, jag måste snacka med dig."
And I thought, "Oh man, I'm in trouble."
Oh, nu har jag problem, tänkte jag.
I hope they don't throw me off the plane.
Jag hoppas de inte kastar ut av flyet.
And I said, "Okay." And so I walked up to the galley and he leans against the galley counter and he folds his arms. And he looked really angry.
Så jag blir med han in på detta lilla köknet de har där och han lener sig mot väggen och har folda armen och sån och han ser skickligt sinnad ut.
And I said, "Tim, what's wrong?"
Så jag säger, "Tim, vad är det som är i vägen?"
And he goes, "Mr. Dawkins."
Säger han, "Herr Dawkins."
He said, "I watched you pray for those men back there."
Jag såg på när du bad för de två männen där bak.
And I watched Jesus heal those men back there.
Och jag såg att Jesus helbredade de männen bak där.
And he goes, "Mr. Dawkins, that can't happen."
Och så säger han, "Herr Dawkins, det där kan inte ske."
And I said, "What, Tim?"
Och så säger jag, "Vad, Tim?"
I said, "You watched it happen."
Du såg det skedde.
He says, "I know, but that cannot happen."
Och så säger, "Jag vet det, men det kan inte ske."
And I saw tears begin to fill his eyes.
Och så såg jag tårer fyllde sig i ögonen hans.
And I saw his chin begin to shake.
Och så att han begynte att vibrera i läpparna.
And I was like, "Something's wrong here."
Och så tänkte jag, här är något som är fel.
I said, "Tim, I don't understand what's going on."
Så jag sa, "Tim, jag skönner inte detta, vad är det som föregår?"
And he goes, "I know you don't understand."
Och så sa han, "Ja, jag vet du inte förstår."
He said, "Mr. Dawkins," he goes, "I have a master's in divinity."
Så sa han, "Du må skjønne at jeg har teologisk utdanning."
He said, "I had studied for ministry."
Jeg studerte for å begynne tjeneste.
And he said, "When I was being interviewed for my ordination at the church that I have gone to."
Og når jeg ble intervjuet for å bli ordinert i det kirkesamfunnet jeg tilhørte.
He said, "They looked at me and they said, 'Tim, we've noticed that you've never been in a romantic relationship with a woman.'"
Så sa de til meg, "Tim, vi har sett at du aldri har vært romantisk involvert med en dame."
And he said, "I looked at them and I said, 'Well, I've never been attracted to the opposite sex.'"
Och så såg jag på det och sa, "Jag har aldrig följt mig tilltrukket av det motsatte kön."
He said, "But I've never been involved in homosexual relationships ever."
Men jag heller aldrig haft en homosexuell relation någonsin.
And he said, "But I had just decided that I would live celibate all of my life and that, you know, that would never happen for me, and I'm fine with that."
Och jag bestämde mig för att jag skulle leva i avhållande resten av livet och detta inte kommer att ske och det är helt rätt för mig.
And he said, "Mr. Dawkins," they looked at me and they said, "That's not good enough."
Men de såg på mig, Herr Dawkins, och sa, "Det håller inte."
And he said, "They recommended that I consider 3 different women in the church to pick one of them to marry, or they would not ordain me."
Och de anbefalt mig att välja mellan 3 damer i menigheten som jag borde gifta mig med, en av, hvis ikke så ville de ikke ordinere mig.
He said, "Mr. Dawkins, when I left that interview and I came back to church the next Sunday."
Så Herr Dawkins sa, när jag gick från intervjuet så kom jag till kyrkan på söndag.
He said, "I had no more friends in that church."
Så hade jag ingen vänner längre i den menigheten.
He said, "Those leaders had told everyone in that church."
Ledarna hade fortalt detta till hela menigheten.
And he goes, "Friends that I used to go watch football games with and other sports games with," he goes, "they wouldn't speak to me, they wouldn't touch me to shake my hand, they wanted nothing to do with me."
Vänner som jag hade gått på fotbollskamp med, gjort ting med, de ville inte snacka med mig, ville inte ta mig i handen, de ville inte se på mig en gång.
He said, "Mr. Dawkins, I left that church and I went straight into the homosexual community and I've been living there with many partners ever since."
Och han sa, jag drog rätt från den kyrkan rätt in i det homosexuella miljön och jag levde i det miljön med många olika partner sedan.
And he said, "I concluded that all this was lies and that it wasn't true and I was walking away from it all."
Jeg bestemte meg for at alt dette var løgn, det var ikke sant, og jeg vendte ryggen til hele greia.
And he said, then you come on my plane this morning, Mr. Dawkins.
Men så kommer du på flyet mitt her I dag morges, herr Dawkins.
And he said, I watched Jesus heal those men back there, and I'm telling you, that can't happen.
Og så jeg Jesus helbrede de mennene der bak, og det kan ikke skje, sier jeg.
And I looked at Tim and I said, oh, Tim.
Og jeg så på Tim og jeg sa, oh, Tim.
You've been hurt by the church.
Du har blitt såret av menigheten.
I said, Tim, let me explain to you.
Og jeg sa, Tim, la meg forklare deg noe.
What you responded with to those leaders was wrong.
Måten du reagerte på de lederne var feil.
I said, you settled for less than God's best for you.
Du nøyde deg med mindre enn det Gud hadde som det beste for deg.
I said, but Tim, the way they responded to you, that was so wrong.
Men måten de ga respons til deg på var så feil.
I said, you just, you know, giving yourself to Jesus like that, I said, that should have been okay. I said, but the way they responded to you was wrong, and that hurt you, Tim.
For det at du hadde gitt deg til Jesus på den måten, det var kjempebra, men måten de ga deg respons på, det var fullstendig feil, og det såret deg veldig.
I said, but Tim, you reacted and you settled for less than God's best for you.
Men I din reaksjon, Tim, sa jeg, så nøyde du deg med langt mindre enn det Gud hadde for deg.
And let me make something very clear.
Og la meg gjøre noe helt klart.
We love everyone in the world.
Vi elsker hvert eneste menneske I verden.
But we never sacrifice biblical truth on the altar of cultural relevance.
Men vi
never.
Offrer aldri bibelske sannheter på alteret for å være kulturelt relevante. Det gjør vi aldri.
We hold the standard of scripture high.
Vi holder skriften standard høyt.
As the church of Jesus Christ, we are the thermostat for the community. We are not the thermometer that responds.
Som Jesu Kristi kirke vi termostaten for samfunnet. Vi ikke termometere som gir respons til hva samfunnet mener.
And I looked at Tim and I said, Tim, would you put the face of those men that hurt you onto my face?
Så sa jeg til Tim, Tim, vil du ta ansiktet til de mennene som såret deg og så sette det på mitt ansikt?
I said, Tim, as a representative of the Church of Jesus Christ, will you forgive me for hurting you and wounding you?
Så sa jeg, Tim, som en representant for Jesu Kristi kirke, vil du tilgi meg for at jeg har såret og skadet deg?
And Tim's chin began to shake and tears began to flow from his eyes.
Og leppene hans begynte å vibrere og tårer begynte å renne fra øynene hans.
And he said, I forgive you.
Og så sa han, jeg tilgir deg.
And I said, now Tim, you walked away from Jesus, but Jesus has been in hot pursuit of you.
Og så sa jeg, Tim, du vendte ryggen til Jesus, men Jesus har stadig vært på jakt etter deg.
I said, will you let me pray that you will feel the reality of the presence of a father that has been calling you and wanting you back?
Kan jeg få be for deg at du skal få erfare faderens nærvær som har kalt på deg og som vil ha deg tilbake?
And tears streaming down his face, he said, you can pray.
Og så med tårer renne nedover kinnene, sa han, ja, du kan få be.
And I put my hands on Tim's shoulders and I began to pray and I said, Father, would you come and just lavish your love on Tim?
Så jeg la hendene på skuldrene til Tim og så ba jeg, Far, vil du komme og bare øse din kjærlighet over Tim?
I said, Father, will you show Tim you are in hot pursuit of him and will you just lavish your love on him?
Jeg sa, Far, vil du vise Tim at du etterjager ham med din kjærlighet og bare øse din kjærlighet over ham?
And as I began to pray, Tim's hands began to shake.
Og når jeg ba, så begynte Tims hender å riste.
And I was like, more, Lord, more. Pour out more all over Tim right now.
Og jeg sa, mer, Herre, mer. Øs ut mer over Tim akkurat nå.
And then Tim goes, ah! And bam, he hit the floor.
Og så sier han, ha? Og så treffer han gulvet.
And so I put my hands on his head and my hand on his back and my leg is sticking out under the curtain in first class.
Så jeg la en hånd på hodet hans og en hånd på ryggen hans og beinet mitt stikker ut av det forhenget til første klasse.
More, Lord, more. Lavish your love on Tim.
Mer, Gud, mer. Bare øs din kjærlighet over ham.
And Tim's going, ah, like this as I'm praying. And I'm like, do you feel that?
Og Tim holder på sånn, jeg sier, merker du det, merker du det?
And he's like, yes. And I said, what do you feel?
Og han sier, ja. Jeg sier, hva føler du?
He said, electricity and heat are all over my body.
Strøm og varme som går gjennom hele kroppen, sa han.
I said, Tim, what do you think that is?
Og så sier, Tim, hva tror du dette er?
And he says, I think God is giving me a hug.
Jeg tror Gud gir meg en klem, sa han.
And he's telling me how much he loves me.
Og at han sier hvor høyt han elsker meg.
And I said, that's it, Tim, that's it.
Og jeg sa, det stemmer, det stemmer.
And one of the female flight attendants comes up and pulls the curtain back.
Och så kommer en av de kvinnliga flygvärdinnorna och så drar hon förhänget till sidan.
And I'm over the top of Tim and I'm looking back.
Och jag står över Tim och jag ser mig tillbaka.
And I'm like, I'm just praying for Tim, that's all.
Och jag säger, jag bara ber för honom, det är det jag gör.
And she goes, oh my goodness.
Och så säger hon, åh kära vänner.
She said, I'll leave you two alone and closes the curtain. And I'm like,
jag ska låta dig vara i fred och så stänger hon förhänget.
But I'm not going to abandon Tim.
Men jag har inte tänkt att förlata Tim.
He's felt abandoned by the church and I don't want to be that guy.
Han har følt seg forlatt av menigheten, og jeg vil ikke være den som forlater ham.
More, Lord, more, pour it out.
Mer, Gud, øs det ut, mer.
And after many more minutes of this,
etter at det har pågått I mange flere minutter,
I patted on his shoulder and I said, Tim, I'm going to leave you and Jesus here to just keep getting connected.
Så klappet han på skulderen og sa, Tim, nå skal jeg overlate deg og Jesus til dere selv, så dere kan fortsette å få kontakt.
I said, I'm going to go back to my seat, and I said, and you just stay here with Jesus.
Jeg skal gå og sette meg igjen, og så kan du bare være her med Jesus.
So I pulled the curtain back, and everybody's looking at me like, what are you doing to Tim?
Så jeg trekker forhenget tilbake, og alle ser på meg og lurer på, hva driver du med Tim?
And I go back to my seat, and Marcy says, she goes, what was happening up there?
Så jeg går og setter meg, og Marcy sier, hva var det som skjedde der fremme?
I heard somebody holler out and groaning, what was going on?
Jeg hørte noen som ropte og stønna, hva var det som foregikk der da?
I said, I don't want to tell you the personal details of Tim's life, but he walked away from Jesus, and he and Jesus are just getting connected again.
Og jeg sa, jeg har ikke lyst til å gi deg noen personlige detaljer om Tims liv, han vendte ryggen til Jesus, men nå har de fått kontakt.
And she goes, this is the most exciting flight I've ever... I want to fly with you everywhere.
Dette det mest spennende flyturen jeg noensinne har vært på. Jeg vil fly med deg overalt.
About that time, Tim pulls the curtain back, and the whole front of his shirt is just wet with tears.
Og så trekker Tim forhenget tilbake og kommer ut, og hele forsiden av skjorten hans gjennomvåt av tårer.
His face is just covered with tears.
Og han dekket av tårer over hele ansiktet.
And people are turning and looking at me like, what did you do to Tim?
Og folk ser på meg og sier, tenker, hva gjorde du med han?
And Tim comes back to my seat, and he goes, Mr. Dawkins, I'm still really having a problem with this. He goes, I know what I feel, but I'm having a problem here.
Og Tim kommer og sier, jeg har fortsatt et problem, jeg vet hva jeg føler, men jeg har et problem her.
And I said, oh Tim, don't you see?
Og så sier jeg, men Tim, skjønner du ikke?
And Marcy pushes me back.
Og så skyver Marcy meg tilbake.
She goes, Tim, Jesus loves you, he's pursuing you, he wants a relationship with you.
Og så sier Tim, Jesus elsker deg, han søker deg, han vil ha en relasjon med deg.
It's like, when I say it, it sounds like pressure. But not when she says it.
Så når jeg sier det, så det press, men når hun sier det, det ikke.
And Tim's like, I know.
Tim sier, jeg vet.
And about that time, the pilot calls, he says, I need all the flight attendants to get in a position, we're approaching for landing.
Og så kommer piloten over anlegget og sier, nå må alle sette seg, for nå skal vi lande.
And I turn to Marcy, and I'm like, well, Marcy?
Så jeg snur meg til Marcy og sier, okay, Marcy?
And she goes, let's do it.
Og så sier hun, vi gjør det.
And right there we pray and she gives her life to Jesus.
Så vi ber sammen der, og hun gir livet sitt til Jesus.
We have a picture of Marcy right after she gave her life to Jesus.
Det et bilde av Marcy etter at hun ga sitt liv til Jesus.
That's Marcy right after she accepts Jesus.
Det Marcy rett etter at hun tok imot Jesus.
Leave that picture up for a second.
La bildet være der en stund.
She was an evangelist before she accepted Christ.
Hun var evangelist før hun tok imot Jesus.
And after we prayed,
og etter at vi ba,
and I went to walk off the plane,
og jeg reiste meg for å gå ut av flyet,
Tim grabs my hand and tears still streaming down his face.
Så tar Tim meg I hånda og tårer renner fortsatt nedover ansiktet hans.
I said, Tim, where are we at?
Og så sier jeg, Tim, hvor vi nå?
He said, Mr. Dawkins, I'm back in.
Så sier han, Herr Dawkins, jeg tilbake.
He goes, I'm going to find a Bible-believing church, and I'm getting back in.
Jeg vil finne en menighet som tror på Bibelen, og jeg tilbake igjen.
Marcy's are all around you.
Det finnes sånne som Marcy overalt rundt deg. Hver dag.
They're everywhere you go.
De finnes overalt.
This is not a special occurrence.
Dette ikke en spesiell hendelse.
These stories are waiting all around you every day of your life.
Sånne historier venter på deg overalt rundt deg hver dag av ditt liv.
You're the encounter they're waiting for.
Du är mötet med Gud som de väntar på.
People of the presence.
Människor med Guds närvaro.
Christ in you is what these people are waiting for.
Kristus I dig är det de människorna väntar på.
Put Jesus on display.
So everyone can see
how much they want him.
Så alla kan få se hur mycket de egentligen vill ha.
They're at the grocery store.
De är I dagligvarubutiken.
They're at the post office.
De är på postkontoret.
Everywhere you go.
Överallt var du kommer.
And they're crying out for the presence of God that's in you.
Och de ropar efter Guds närvaro som finns I dig.
Father, I pray.
Far, jag ber.
That we would not live as people without something that changes the world.
Att vi inte ska leva som människor utan det som förändrar världen.
But we will live as the hope of the world.
Att vi ska leva som världens hopp.
Christ in us is the only hope they have.
Kristus I oss är det enda hoppet de har.
People all over the world.
Människor över hela världen.
Are waiting for Christ-filled Norwegian people.
Väntar på Kristus-fyllda norrmän.
To just come and put Jesus on display.
Som vill ha Jesus på utställning.
But changing the world starts across the street.
Men att förändra världen börjar på andra sidan gatan.
Changing the world starts with the person beside you at work.
Förändra världen börjar med personen vid sidan av dig på jobb.
The neighbor beside you where you live.
Naboen vid sidan av där du bor.
They're all over waiting for us.
De är överallt och de väntar på oss.
And if you are here and you're saying I want to do that.
Hvis du är här och du säger jag har lust att göra detta.
But I lack the courage. I need God to give me the courage to do that.
Men jag manglar mod. Jag tränger att Gud ger mig mod att göra detta.
If that's you,
hvis det deg,
I want you to stand up right now.
Så vet du skal reise deg akkurat nå.
And you're like, I want to do that, but I need God to give me the courage to do that.
At du sånn, jeg vil gjøre dette, men jeg trenger at Gud gir meg mot å gjøre det.
Here's the word of the Lord for you.
Og her Guds ord til deg.
Just close your eyes and hear this as a word from God for you.
Bare lukk øynene og ta imot dette som et Guds ord til deg.
It's what God spoke to Joshua.
Det det Gud talte til Josua.
He said, "Now Joshua,
altså, Josua,
take courage.
Vær frimodig.
Take it.
Vær frimodig.
And be courageous.
Og vær modig.
Make courageous your new identity.
Gör modig till din nya identitet.
You aren't waiting for God to give it.
Du ska inte vänta på att Gud ger det.
He's saying take it.
Han säger var modig.
And be courageous.
Och var vid gott mod.
Make that who you are.
Gör det till den du är.
That's who God has called you to be.
För det är det Gud har kallat dig att vara.
Take courage every time.
Vær ved godt mot hver gang.
And be the courageous person Christ has made you to be.
Og vær den modige personen Kristus har skapt deg til å være.
In Acts chapter 4.
I Apostlenes gjerninger 4.
After Peter and John had been released from prison.
Etter at Peter og Johannes hadde blitt satt fri fra fengsel.
And they had been instructed never to preach the gospel again and not to pray for people again.
Och de hade fått befallning om att aldrig förkynna evangeliet, aldrig be för någon igen.
They collectively cried out and said, "Lord, you hear their threats."
Så ropte de till Gud alla samman och sa, "Gud, du hör truslarna deras."
And their reaction to the threats of being beaten and being killed.
Och deras reaktion på att bli slått och bli truad med att bli dräpt.
Were to respond and to say, "Now, Lord, give us great boldness.
Var och be Gud att säga Gud, ge oss all frimodighet.
To never stop.
Till aldrig att sluta.
Give us great boldness.
Ge oss stor frimodighet.
And the whole place shook with God's presence.
Och hela stället blev ristat av Guds närvaro.
Take courage.
Var vid gott mod.
And God will give you boldness.
Och Gud vill ge dig frimodighet.
To never stop.
Till aldrig att sluta.
Amen.
Amen.
Now we're going to do a fire tunnel here.
Nu ska vi ha bönetunnel.
And I'm going to ask pastor to come to
explain
how we're going to do that.
Olav kommer och förklara hur vi gör det.
I pray you've heard the voice of the Spirit.
Jag ber att du har hört andens röst.
I went way longer than I planned to. I'm really sorry.
Jag hoppar mycket längre än jag tänkt. Jag beklagar.
Thank you for being so gracious to me.
Tack för att du är så nådig mot mig.
During your sermon that something changed. Mm-hmm.